We go outside, and then he was like, all right, I'm going to say this right now. I just saw your roommate's cat, and I realized that I've gone out with her. He's like, we did hook up, but nothing ever happened. In my head, I was like, I wonder if he ghosted my roommate.
Dating Diaries is full of surprises this week. I'm Andrea Gunning.
And I'm Ben Fetterman. Dre, we've got an update from a show favorite. And it's award season on Dating Diaries.
Who needs the Oscars? Enter to win our Ghost of the Year awards. Tell us how you were ghosted by reaching out to us at datingdiariespod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Or hit us up on social at datingdiariesqc.
The winners will be receiving a very special prize. Everything you need to enjoy the perfect night alone. That'll include an exclusive Dating Diaries blankie, along with a gift card to your favorite takeout service. So now that that's out of the way, Dre, let's get into it.
You got it.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We met Teresa in season one and fell in love with her love story. It was especially moving knowing that she was a COVID healthcare worker. For her, finding love amid the COVID turmoil was a little extra sweet.
If I was living alone during this, going to work and then coming home and sitting in my house by myself, it would have been really isolating. 2 days into the stay-at-home order, I was sitting on the subway and I saw someone's profile that said our first date would be on public transportation. And I just messaged him and he messaged me back immediately. We rode the subway for an hour and it was raining outside and we walked through the city for like 4 hours. It was so romantic. I just hit the jackpot, literally met my soulmate and was like, do you want to move in with me? And he has not gone home since.
All right, that was in April, and Teresa and her Hinge boyfriend have been together since that day.
But Dre, when we last talked to them, you had concerns about this relationship. She had told her family completely about him.
Right, but he wouldn't tell his mom about her because she's a COVID healthcare worker, and he didn't want his mom worrying about him getting exposed to COVID. And the fact that he was keeping her a secret from his mom just didn't sit right with me.
Well, we wanted to get an update from her, so we got back in touch with them to see how everything is going.
He told her everything about my job. All this time, he was so worried that she'd be afraid of my profession, but she was like, you're a smart guy. I trust you to be smart and make safe decisions, and she was excited.
But Teresa's boyfriend held back a few details.
He didn't say we met, then basically moved in 24 hours after we met. You know, not everyone's parents want to hear their kid moved in with a stranger.
When we texted for an update, that's what we expected. A few little things about the relationship. Work, life, not this.
Basically, my boyfriend had a very serious medical emergency. It was very sudden, very frightening. I actually went to start CPR on him. Fight or flight, I really went into fight. All my instincts from work took over. I was relatively calm. I got the situation under control, 911, all of that. And then after he rolled away in the ambulance is when I kind of had a breakdown and all the emotions hit me.
Teresa saved her boyfriend, called an ambulance, and then had the presence of mind to call his mother and think about not going to the hospital so that his mom could.
I had never spoken to her before. This is my first time calling her, and it was really hard to hold it together on the phone call because I was afraid after what just happened. He had left on a stretcher, in and out of consciousness. I tried to stay calm on the phone, but I was shitting my pants. She lives states away, and with the hospital situations, lots of them only allow one visitor a day, so I wanted to call her and say, "Hey, I just sent your son to the hospital. I don't really know what's going on. Before I go into the hospital, I want to make sure that you don't want to be the visitor today, because if I go in, I can't promise that you can come in later today." I can't imagine how scared a mother would be getting that phone call, being so far away, and then realizing they can't see their kid.
Teresa didn't want to take away the ability for his mother to be the one person to be able to see him.
At that point, we discussed it. And just for his own family safety, we decided that I would just be the one at the hospital. I would relay all information to his family. And one of the first things she asked me was, "Do you think it's COVID?" I couldn't answer that. I was thinking in my head, "I don't think so, but I can't say for sure."
Teresa was right. This wasn't COVID. They found out that he has a hereditary condition that other family members have as well. Now it can be managed.
I stayed with him the first 48 hours. At that point, he was stable, but if things changed, then we would make a plan for his mom to come up. And then that's when I told her, "Hey, if you want to come into town, you can stay at our house. By the way, we live together."
And that is how his mom found out they lived together. Teresa wanted to make sure his family knew that they would have a place to stay. So she let the cat out of the bag.
He got great medical care. Everything worked out for the best. It couldn't have gone better than it did.
And for now?
I'm looking forward to meeting her. I video chatted with her quite a few times when we were in the hospital. She's a lovely lady. She's very, very nice. And then we're just taking it day by day. In the fall, we have a camping trip we've planned with a couple of friends, but we know could easily be canceled. In the winter, we have a hunting trip that we know could be canceled. We even said we might be spending Christmas alone in this tiny apartment, and we might just get a tree and watch Christmas movies and open presents over Zoom with both of our families.
I knew his parents would find out in some insane way. I had no idea it would be this way.
Listen, when you hold stuff back, it's kind of like having a leak. Water finds its way through. Information finds its way through. There's going to be some way that whatever you're holding back, it's going to come out. And for these two, it exposed itself in the scariest of ways.
He's really lucky. He hit the lotto.
We're in our little bubbles, and within the global crisis, they had their own little crisis, and she went right into fight or flight, and she fucking fought. That's who you want in your corner.
He was so concerned about what his family would think and that she would be putting his life in danger. But turns out she is the one person that could save him. Like, if this were me and my family, after the drama of the hospital visit subsided, my mom would be so fucking pissed off. Like, it would be such a shit show. Because it's not about living with a stranger. It's not about that. It's about not sharing your life with the people you're close with and that you love, and having the people in your life participate in that love and in that connection.
I have this picture of him coming back from the hospital, and his whole family's moved into her house. And he's just like, "What the fuck is going on?"
You know, I'm glad that this all came out because Teresa and this guy are supposed to be together. And she's capable and they're a good team and she was there for him.
Dre, you and I have a vested interest because we already have an invitation to the wedding.
I know you and I don't like to crack the door open on gambling because it's a slippery slope for us. But I guess I'm putting my money on the fact that they'll probably be engaged by the end of the year. What do you think?
Over under December 31st?
December 31st.
You're taking the under?
May the record reflect Teresa's getting fucking engaged before the end of the year.
Mark it down.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Marilyn is a well-known disc jockey in a big city. She's been on the air for many years and met a lot of rock stars and had two husbands. She's at a place in her life where she's thinking about how she'll spend the rest of it, and she's thinking it would be nice to have someone. So, about the marriages.
Oh, the first marriage. Well, 8 years younger, tall, dark, and handsome, met in a bar, got married 6 months later, bought a house shortly thereafter, and got pregnant 2 months after that. So talk about all in too fast, too soon, with somebody who was too young and I didn't have nearly enough in common with. So that was that in a nutshell. Great dad, though. So there's that. And the second time was pretty well planned, and I thought it would stick, but I didn't really have enough time for a significant other, and it got in the way. My last full-time relationship was 2011. So I've been single for 10 years.
That's a long break. How has she kept herself busy?
I was out 3-4 nights a week, guaranteed. Very social creature, very social animal. I love all that stuff. And of course, it's been almost 5 months and that's not happening. Now, this COVID quarantine put me in a place of I don't want to be alone for the rest of my life.
She wasn't thrilled about being single before COVID.
That doesn't mean to say that I hadn't been trying on websites. I had. I was on Match for a while. I was on a couple of them for a while and a whole lot of nothing. Had a few dates. Nothing stuck. You would think going to all those events, at some point, I'd meet somebody, but nothing. It literally took a pandemic for me to meet a good guy.
If you knew Marilyn or listened to her on the radio, you knew her as a pretty raucous broad. She was at every big concert in town.
I used to be a rock chick, for real, for real. I'm not so much a rock chick anymore. I might be like more of a yacht rock chick now. I've gone from Zeppelin to Michael McDonald in about a heartbeat. I hate that I had to discover this part of myself because of the awfulness that's happening in the world, but it's brought me back to who I was as like a teenager in early 20s. I really was very earthy. I really was very minimalistic. And I think now I'm rediscovering that Marilyn versus the Marilyn who was part of the rat race for all those years and super competitive and super energetic and had to be everywhere all the time seeing everybody. I kind of like this new me.
It's nice to hear COVID having a positive effect on someone for a change.
I was thinking about getting an RV. if I wanted to take a vacation or go across the country one more time, I would get that kind of vehicle because the Grand Canyon is always calling me. So I put it out into the universe. That's what I really wanted. And then I was having a really down day and I posted Amy Winehouse's Love is a Losing Game on my Facebook page. And this nice man that I never met before, Rich, made a comment. He said, it doesn't have to be a losing game if you have the right co-pilot. And I was like, I think this guy's trying to get my attention. Lo and behold, he did. And I pinged him and I said, I get the feeling you would like to talk. And he was blown away. It turns out that he has an RV. So I manifested this whole thing.
So she manifested the RV. And then the RV came with a new man.
I met him on a bike path, very public, a lot of people. And I literally put this out into the universe. And the universe said, you want this, this, and that. Check, check, check. Here you go. He's very real, very down to earth. He's a really great father. Really wonderful to his children. He also has this granddaughter that I'm falling in love with and a gentle soul where I'm like a little bit crazy, you know, like, let's go, blah, 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 you know? He's like the chill guy and that's a good balance. I just went to Martha's Vineyard to see him and we're already talking about visiting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've never been to.
It's gone pretty serious quickly and it's a gift that Marilyn never saw coming.
It's truly lovely, better than ice cream. Thanks, Amy Winehouse. Love may not be a losing game after all.
My manifestation sister. Ben, do you believe in that stuff?
I do believe in that stuff. It's something that my parents believe very strongly in. So somewhat by proxy, I've learned a lot about that world of setting an intention, putting it out into the universe, and seeing what comes back.
She got the RV. She got the guy. It was like a 1-2 punch from the universe. Although, I don't know how you go from Led Zeppelin to Michael McDonald. I don't know.
That's a hard right turn.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I think before everything happened with Corona, a lot of people had their heads down and were just moving at a pace and just getting through life. And I really think, we've said this a million times, it slowed people down and allowed people to take a look around and see what they really want. Like, what are the odds that she posts something and then has the balls and the confidence to reach back out to the guy and be like, I think you want to start a conversation with me? Like, that's a pretty ballsy thing to say.
Something about his language resonated with her in a way that said, I want to reach back out and see what this guy means. And look where it's led. Look at that idea of just having an open heart and being open to what comes into your world. She's falling in love with his granddaughter. How adorable.
She's someone that I would go and get a beer with. She's just so cool. And I'm kind of into the fact that she's like, I want an RV. I want to drive around. I want to go to national parks. I want to climb a fucking mountain. I want to go hiking. And I want someone by my side to do that with. And literally, it fell on her doorstep. I've never considered myself an RV person, but I was like, oh, maybe that's like an untapped thing for me. I feel like there's a little Marilyn in me, I have to say. Although, I am literally shocked that she's never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was shocking.
I can't get on board with the Michael McDonald. I love everything about Marilyn. I just can't subscribe to Michael McDonald. I used to work at CBS and they would play Michael McDonald maybe like once or twice an hour. And I have like PTSD from that retail experience. So it triggers me on a really deep level that when I hear him, the smell of the yak hair carpet comes back to me and like getting screamed at by like 90-year-olds comes screaming back to me. But if she was like, my manifestation technique is listening to Michael McDonald, I think it would really turn the beat around. That would be the only thing that would get me to listen to some fucking Michael McDonald. Sarah's 25 and works for a big retailer. She broke up with her boyfriend in April. But for Sarah, there was no love lost.
I had been dating a guy for about a year and a half, and it wasn't going to be anything significant long term.
This guy wasn't a big talker. Sarah didn't even know where she stood with him a lot of the time.
In terms of our relationship, do you want us to move in together? What is that going to look like? And he just could never answer those tough questions. Like, the communication was really off. So that wasn't super fun for me. I'm a very like communicative person, and I expect that out of my partner. So eventually he just was like, I love you, but I just don't see you long term. And I was like, well, that's not going to work.
She also mentioned he had some other serious problems.
He was having issues with alcoholism and stuff like that.
Sounds like a lucky break and a serious dodging of bullets for Sarah. But she found herself single again.
I went on Tinder, but I got too spooked by it. It was all very new to me. My roommates were like teaching me how to build a profile and stuff. I felt like I was a grandma or something like that.
This is modern dating.
I have really no qualms about it. It can be disappointing when you're like, oh, I actually liked that person. And now maybe they're ghosting, or maybe they're not as responsive, or they decide that they're not really as into it. That just comes with dating in general. But I would say that I've honestly been very comfortable with the casualness of the dates I'm going on. So I'm not against it. I was like, it's just a different way to meet people who are supposedly emotionally available.
Then Sarah made a connection.
Matched with him on Hinge. He seemed like a nice guy, very communicative. He was just a little bit shorter than I expected. That's fine, I can handle it. And was asking questions, but then was like, can I take you out? And I was like, all right. It was really nice. He was cute, but he was definitely a bit of a flashier dresser than what I'm even used to. And I'm like, I work in retail, but I was like, wow, this guy is dressed to the nines for like a casual meetup. He was very sweet though, and like we had a good conversation, but I wasn't quite sure about him. And then they called for last call, and he was like, all right, like let's get one more round and then, you know, we can head out from here. And they gave it to us in these to-go cups, and then they just shut the whole bar down. And we were like, oh, where should we go now? And I was like, you know what, let's hop out of here. We can go to my row home that I share with two roommates, and we can go onto the patio. You know, don't get any ideas. I'm comfortable with that. So we went back. I go upstairs to put my bag away. And when I came back downstairs, he was a little on edge all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, please don't be weird in my own house. Like, please don't be weird. And we go outside. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to say this right now. You girls are smart. You probably would have figured it out on your own. But I just saw your roommate's cat and I realized that I've gone out with her. I give him credit. He was very upfront. And I was like, oh, like gone out with her or like hooked up with her or what? And he's like, we did hook up, but nothing ever happened. In my head, I was like, I wonder if he ghosted my roommate. And I was like, did you hook up in this house? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay.
The date ended on a good note.
He left and he was just like, I really want to see you again. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I will have to talk to my roommate though about that whole situation. Like, that's a little weird. When I told her about it, we were laughing so hard. And then she gives me the inside scoop and she's like, nah, he's kind of a flake. And then of course that night he texted me at midnight trying to hook up. And I was like, no, thank you though.
Wow, going for a midnight booty call after the first date.
It was just a funny situation. I never thought to cross check some of my matches with my roommate. I think we're gonna take a break for a bit.
Dre. Before we even attempt to talk about this cat guy, let's rewind and talk about her previous relationship.
She's coming out of something where she's in a relationship with a guy and he hasn't been straightforward with her about his needs. What I'm hearing is he's not communicating with me. He doesn't want to make any serious decisions. And I'm not able to acknowledge the raging elephant in the room, which is his substance abuse issues, because that took a back seat to his decision that she wasn't something long-term for him.
Right, that's my question, Dre. Which one is it? It just seemed like that was kind of slid in there casually. Was it the fact that he wasn't willing to commit long-term with her, or was it the fact that he had some issues that he wasn't willing to address and talk about with her?
The reason why I worry about the way that that was communicated is because, to me, it didn't seem like she was acknowledging what she was involved in. I have no judgment for anyone that's in a situation where they're dealing with someone with substance abuse issues or anything. But when I put a relationship to bed, I want to leave that experience with my eyes wide open. Does growth need to happen? Do I need to check in with myself? Did I really make the best of my intuition throughout that process? So when I hear her say something like that, you know, was she burying her intuition deep down? Did she leave that relationship with eyes wide open?
We're making a ton of assumptions here, but it's more so just really trying to understand Sarah and what she's bringing to the next relationship with her. So she broke up with this guy in April at the beginning of this thing, but she's now new to the app game. Her friends are setting up her Tinder. She's learning how to swipe. This is a brave new world for her.
I know. When you come out of a relationship and the mechanics of dating have changed, it is hard to dip your toe back in the water.
I guess the bigger question is, do you need to cross-reference any guy you swipe right with your roommates? Like, is that our new normal?
I feel like that's the hashtag new normal now.
I'm hearing echoes of Lauren from season one, where her roommate comes into a video chat and's like, I know that guy. This time it's a fucking cat.
He saw the cat and knew. I don't know if I would be able to differentiate a stranger's cat from another stranger's cat.
I don't think I would, especially, it sounds like that relationship didn't go too far. So like, how well did he get to know that cat?
I would come clean. I think he did the right thing. I think it's pretty funny that after he leaves, he does the late night drunk
booty call.
Booty call text. Like, way to shoot your shot, homie. It's just desperate. Like, wait it out. Give it a day before the booty call. But this is like the third or fourth matching roommate incestuous story that we've heard. How often is this fucking happening? Like, how small is this world?
You know what I'm envisioning, Dre, is like every house now has a bulletin board, like Homeland style, with pictures of people that you've swiped right with and just connecting the strings of like, this person went out with this person.
It's not crazy or rocket science. The reason why this keeps happening is that you're matched with people through social media platforms. So you're being filtered friends of friends that you have on Facebook or Instagram or what have you. This happened to me this week. One of my best friends was like, I think I matched with one of your ex-boyfriends. Now, I've known her for 10 years. Everybody that I've dated, she knows very well. So I'm like, who the fuck are you matching with? Turns out she matches with my ex-boyfriend from high school, but she wasn't sure it was him because he's been married. And I guess he's recently divorced. I told her, like, respond to him because he's totally a great guy. But like, this is how small this city is and this is how small the world is. But this is just the nature of these apps and like connecting people through mutual social media connections. So they're going out next week.
Whoa.
My best friend is going out with my ex-boyfriend from high school next week.
And so the cross-reference happened and you granted the blessing?
Yes. A nomine padre. Like, it's fun. If you love this show as much as we love your dating stories, rate and review us. Give us 5 stars and tell us what you like about the show.
And now that we're back, you should subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
This podcast is my happy place. Please stay safe out there, guys. This podcast is hosted and executive produced by me, Andrea Gunning. Executive produced by Nancy Glass, Ben Fetterman, and Carrie Hartman. Produced by Julie Clark and Brianna Fars. Edited by Matt Delvecchio. Thanks to production coordinator Megan Paisley. The show is mixed by Dave Saya. Special thanks to Mibe Music. Some names have been changed to protect privacy.